Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your host, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another one of these Business of Digital podcast episodes. And today we are just going to jump right into it. Dave, how's it going, man?
It's going. It's a crazy end of the week for us. Hey, not when you hear this, but you know, for us it is.
That's right, exactly. So what we're going to talk about today, guys, is we're going to talk about how to ask questions and how it can impact your business. And we just got done doing a interview with a friend of ours, and it may or may not, I don't know when the...
That one will be first. This one will be in a couple... First. This is a couple weeks after. So if you not hear our interview with Jay on Unlocking Trust, then you should go listen to it.
So people can critique us, and you can tell us how good we did or did not do on this. But this is an interesting one, and I guess I'm just going to turn it over to you and share what you want about the article that you mentioned or that you've put here that nobody else can see, and you can talk about it and just jump into it with us.
And this is actually, I believe, I might be wrong because I didn't write it in notes when I found it, Will Reynolds' fault.
Oh, yeah.
For the better. I believe it was him, and I might be mistaken. I'd have to look at LinkedIn to be sure. But he posted this link, and I thought it was interesting as I read it. It's the title of it is, it's a almost seven-year-old post on Time. This post will make you a more effective communicator in 90 seconds.
Well, he's really good at having that evergreen content.
I know, yeah. Like, holy cow, talk about an old post that's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
And as I read it, I thought about every time we interview someone, how
we do.
Yeah, how did I do? And it's usually, I actually fall into this trap. And what the trap is, it summarized it quite well towards the end, is there it is. Usually people have a hard time ending sentences. We are uncomfortable with terseness. So we ramble off and trail off until the other person jumps in. What do you think? We say, do you think X, Y, Z? Basically, when you interview, do you give an open-ended question or do you somehow make it a multiple choice problem?
Yeah, I think this is...
Because we're trying to lead maybe, and sometimes you lead too much.
Yeah. See, and I do it where I try to it's a conversation. And so maybe I could do a little bit. Anyway, it's interesting because it gets me evaluating like how I do this too.
Well, and it's for job interviews, whether you're being interviewed or the interview person, like the interviewee, like either side of it, this is something you could use. When you're talking to a prospect and you ask a question, instead of going, so what are your problems? You know, do you have technical issues? Do you have this? Don't suggest, like when you start suggesting things, then it becomes multiple choice. Instead of saying, what problems are you having with your digital marketing? What problems are you having?
Yeah, I'm just like looking. Oh, go ahead.
No, it's just, as an SEO person who's, you know, or if I know someone has contacted me about SEO, I go, oh, so what are you having problems with? Your technical SEO? Are you looking for a link builder? No, I need to not do that. What do you need help with? Or where are your pain points? Like what? I need to rephrase the question and I need not to give them options, but it's tough.
Yeah, it really is.
As you think about it, like, asking the kids or asking anyone like that type of stuff. And what the article talks about, if you don't want to go and read it, I'll summarize a couple parts of it, but it's comparing two interviews with Elon Musk, who was in the news 7 years ago, shock to some people, I'm sure. But it was two interviews, one by Kevin Rose, formerly of Digg, which is funny because we do talk about Digg, and Charlie Rose, who, if you don't know who Charlie Rose is, I'm sorry. Especially for a person that interviews hosts.
Yeah.
But it compared how one asked questions versus the other. And this is, again, 7 years ago. So Charlie would ask, what do you think? How did you go about the design? What are you doing in terms of planetary exploration? Like, very simple questions that don't give any options, very open-ended. Kevin Rose would ask questions like, when did you decide to get into computers and technology? Did you start coding? Or was it a lot of question, like dot, dot, dot?
Yeah.
What led you into entrepreneurship? Was it something that you always knew that you wanted to be an entrepreneur on your own? Or did you stumble into it? Like, that's, how many questions are you asking me?
Yeah.
The other one from Kevin, where did you come up with your best ideas? Are you on vacation or do you wake up in the middle of the night and draw things down? So again, multiple questions. And if nothing else, when you start asking and talking to people, like, stop at the question mark. But I think for me, and probably for you, when we do the podcast, we do try to make it so conversational. And so the reason why we're doing it right now is because we just interviewed Jay, and I tried to change up how I ask questions. I think I did okay, but I think I still failed compared to where we want to be.
Oh, well, you're getting there.
Well, it was a first try where I actually was consciously thinking about how I phrase things. But so much of the time that we podcast, it's you and I, and it's conversational. And even when we interview people, we try to make it more conversational. But then when I do have to switch, for me and even for you, when we do switch on that, we want to ask a specific question. I think it's hard.
Yeah, it is. It's because even I'm going through this and checking out this this article, and we'll have it for you guys. You guys can click on it and look at it and see what we're talking about. But it just, it has me, you know, like, even we all do this, how it says, what are you doing for the holidays? Like, I remember, you know, our conversations all the time. I'm like, what are you doing this weekend? You know, are you staying in town? Are you doing something? Do you have work to do? Blah, blah, blah. So it's interesting to evaluate, like, myself as well. And because, again, like you said, like, I'm, whether it be you and I, or whether it be even if we have a couple people on, I always have tried to make it like conversational. That's all I've ever thought about.
Yeah. But when you're doing an interview, or when you're talking to a client, or you're talking to someone to do work for you, you know, in anything, or if you're a sales or customer service, I think we're trying to lead them to figure out what, you know, especially if someone's not technical and you ask them what's wrong. You're like, what's wrong? Does it turn on? Did it do that? Like, you start giving them multiple choice because you're trying to speed it up.
Well, I'm thinking of how this could be impactful, because how it's like, how it can impact your business. I'm thinking, if you have a great skill at being able to do this, you know, if you're having problems with account managers, for example, if you run an agency, you know, not communicating effectively with a, you know, a client or whatnot, or if you continue to...
Oh, very much so.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
This is an exercise that you can run through with them, because, I mean, think about this, like, more times than not, Dave, like, you know, correct me if I'm wrong from your experience, but even if a client's like not happy with the results, or they're not moving up to that number one position as fast as they want, or whatever it might be, if you have an account manager that's an effective communicator with them and they feel comfortable with them, they're going to keep you around a lot longer than someone with those kind of results that has no communication skills with them. I mean, they're
well, yes. And then even internally, I'm just thinking, in working at a small or large company, giving leading questions or giving them multiple options of two, like, you're giving them an out. So, like, why don't you want to do this project? Is it because of the budget? Yes.
Instead of okay, what well, it really yeah. could be, yeah.
So why don't you, why did you not approve the project? Shut up. Like, don't say anything more, or ask someone why they voted no against something, or why, or maybe, you know, you wanted them to vote no and they, you know, they said, yes, we should go ahead with it. Why are you supporting that?
Interesting.
Don't continue it with, is it because of, like, no, stop at that. Like, I can just
stop
see that being
question.
Really hard.
Yeah.
I, I just see that being really hard because you really want to go. Is you like, because you already think you know what it is. Like, you already think you know why that person vetoed approving that project or that trip or that expense, or you think you know why they want to get it done, and you're trying to lead them to it, and you're trying to, you know, validate your reason why you're mad at them or why you're happy. I think, you know, or like you said, I think account managers too. Like, yeah. What did you think of the deliverable? Was it up to your standards? No, shut up. Well, you know, I mean, like I can just see so many times where I would
interview process, hiring.
Yeah. Hiring, the same thing. I think in hiring, I'm in the past when I've done hiring, I've tried not to lead them because I want to hear their answers. But I think it's just a different, like, no, I want them to like avoid landmines or find landmines or, you know, validate what I'm thinking. But I think whenever I'm questioning people, I need to switch that on, at least for me. Yeah. I think that's where I need to figure out when I'm interviewing people, how do I do it? And how can I do that all the time?
Yeah, that's the key.
Like, much to my kids' delight, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're going to love all the follow-up questions.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's such a simple thing. But as we walked through it and as I tried to do it in that interview, I'm like, dang, this isn't easy.
Well, it's because we fall back on old habits as well.
Well, there's that too, yeah.
And what we're comfortable with. But yeah, it's interesting. So in the article, was there any one conclusion that you came to and how it impacts business?
I think we just talked about a couple of them. If you're an agency or some sort of service provider, you know, asking straight questions, what's wrong? Like, very specific, keep it short, don't lead, you know. And if you're an internal person, you know, fighting the good fight for a project or in something, again, keep it short, you know, cut off at the question mark, and just ask questions and don't try to answer it for them and just have them confirm it. Actually have them answer it.
I like that.
And if you're in customer service or sales, it's like, why did you choose, you know, what's wrong with our service? Or very short question. I'm sure salespeople, not that I'm a salesperson, probably do it well or better, says the not salesperson. But yeah, maybe salespeople just do it, or maybe they're better with their leading with their questions. Like, well, why would you choose that provider over us? And they let them give reasons. And then as the people answer, they're like, well, that's interesting because we actually do that. We have that feature. Did you know about that? You know, or why,
right.
why are you canceling your service with us? And if you think about, if you've ever tried to cancel something.
Well, yeah, that's what I just was going to say, what I just thought of right now. Like, those guys are masters at this.
They have nasty scripts that, like, whatever your reason is, but they let you say the reason, and then they have an answer to it.
Yeah.
We don't like them sometimes. And sometimes it's just, well, we'll give you a free month. I'm like, no, stupid, cancel it. Well, what if we gave you 2 free months? Like, no, that's still not fixing my problem.
If you gave me a whole year, I might think about it and stay on the phone longer.
Just so I can call you in a year from now.
Exactly. Yeah, I think, what was it? We recently just canceled, or we just tried to, oh, it was a Sirius XM because we have Spotify and everything everywhere. We went to cancel. And same thing, like, I just thinking about it now, it's like how they use this method on us because, you know, we went through the whole process and ended up keeping them because, you know, they do streaming now and some other stuff, and they made it where we could use it on more devices and put us down to the bare minimum that we had used to been paying. But yeah, it's interesting now. Like, I'm going to probably, now that we've talked about this and I've read this article, it's probably going to drive me nuts when I'm like having these conversations or I'm asking questions now, because I'm going to be like constantly thinking about like, how I'm asking the questions and all this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I warned Matt that I was going to try to change my questions and that we were going to talk about it afterwards. And so I don't know if you looked at the article or you really dug into it before, but you just knew that I was going to try to change how I ask questions. And you're like, all right, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And now, of course, now that you're looking and digging deeper, you're like, oh.
Yep.
And it's tough. Like, as Jay was talking, I was like formulating, I'm like, I want to ask this question and I wanted to lead him to talk about Yelp, or I wanted to have him talk about this one thing that I knew that would be a great thing. And I'm like, or I could try to do what I was going to do and ask questions without leading him. I'm like, darn it. How do I do that?
Well, and I think sometimes too, and I think we did this well too, and you're pretty good at this, but I think sometimes allowing people a pause to think, because like sometimes we hate that awkward silence. We like, especially because we're on a podcast and people are listening to this, we feel like we have to fill up every single second of time with something. But sometimes like that pause and giving people that pause to think and answer is like so important as well.
Well, and I think that's when you want to go, unless you're not sure, or if you or you could talk, like, you just got to shut up. And I think it is more difficult for us versus, because we can't see each other, so I can't see that they're formulating an answer and they have three in their head and they're trying to pick which one and how to describe it. Because if you've ever been a guest on our show, we don't really prep questions. we don't give you a list of,
again, like, going back to wanting to have a conversation.
Okay. Yeah. We usually have a guiding, like, here's some articles or here's what the general topic was going to be. Like, we'll go.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, we don't prepare a ton, which then leaves it open to us to meander wherever it takes us, but also makes it so that guests and just people in general have to think on the fly.
Yeah.
And a pausing and silence, and I know my wife's talked about it before, like, some people just freak out if there's silence on a radio or a podcast. Because you must fill it all.
Must.
Yeah. Must. Yeah. Yeah, it's, as I think through all of the different times and ways, just asking so often, like, asking the kiddo, what do you want to do? You want to go to the park? No, shut up, Dave. like, I'm trying to lead him and give him options. Like, let him answer. I then shoot him down and then give him options. But just, like, even that simple question, like, why do I have to give him options? Why can't I just ask him a silly question?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well,
if someone comes in, like, how can I help you? Are you looking for it? No, just stop there. Let them talk to you. And I think for interviews, but for like job interviews, like us on the podcast, but just, I think in general, keeping it to that question mark, that initial question, because then, yeah, it's like, oh, well, that's a multi-part question. Oh, shoot. I didn't ask a good question then. I think is how I need to phrase in my head. Go, if someone goes, oh, well, that's two good questions. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I was asking a question, but I rambled so much and I gave them so many options. Not that now there's like three parts to this question, which is a fail on me, I think, or whoever's interviewing.
Well, we can only improve, right?
So, yeah, basically, if nothing else, read the article. It'll be interesting. But also, just if you ask a question, ask it and stop. Don't give them options.
Leave it at the
question. Let people answer. Right, Matt? Right? Right?
Right.
Awesome. Don't do that.
Well, thanks. That was a good one. Like, it got me thinking, and it's going to get me thinking even more now. So
ripping apart every time you ask people questions and talk to people now and communicate.
Exactly.
By the way, like I said, we're recording this on a Friday, and so now Matt's going to be suffering all weekend. My job here is done.
Done. Mic drop. All right. Well, thanks again for joining us on another one of these episodes, you guys. for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics. I'm Matt Siltel with Avalanche Media. And again, just last little reminder, we are on iTunes, we are on Spotify, we're on Google Play. We're everywhere. YouTube, if you want to find us on YouTube. Point being, go to any of those that are your favorite, give us a 5-star rating, and hopefully we can continue to provide this for you and give you some good information. So thanks all for joining us, and I appreciate it, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Thanks.